Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome, everyone, to the USA Radio Network. The show you are listening to is raw and unfiltered, and your host is the great Wayne Allyn Root, who will be here in exactly 1 hour. It is day 22 of April 2021. It's Earth Day, and I will be your guide for the first hour. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Tuesdays and Thursdays, again, I get the chance to hang out with you on this great radio network, all of these great radio stations across the entire country. Chris is down there in Dallas, Texas, spinning the dials, pushing the buttons, making it all go. And without him, we would hear absolutely nothing. Let me begin with this crazy idea that the country is on edge. Racially charged protests, critical of law enforcement, and sometimes, many times, violent, continue to dominate the headlines. Droves of illegal aliens continue to flee north, overwhelming our poor southern borders, flaunting our immigration laws. Bodies fall, more bodies fall, and more bodies fall in bloody massacres, courtesy of psychotic gunmen. Major cities report spikes in violent crimes, and the levels of personal animus between neighbors continues to escalate. The assault, the overall assault on our senses, is constant. And the left's response, what is the left's response to all of this? Quote, unquote, unity. Meaning a unity of thought. Their thoughts fall in line or risk. 7 days a week, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, the major communication outlets, in conjunction with a powerful social media platform, selectively share information deemed worthy to move the herd. You're the herd! On most platforms, negative stories aimed at Democrats are either homogenized or eliminated completely. Recently, the combination of Facebook and Twitter has either squelched or limited access to major news stories involving Black Lives Matter, COVID, Hunter Biden, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The tech giants, these major tech giants, claim the censorship falls under the guise of slowing the spread of potentially false information. However, they rarely give any tangible, credible details on how those decisions are made. All information, all news should be disseminated objectively without any partisan restrictions. But you know, and I know, that dream is an impossibility. That dream is dead. The most powerful people in the world, the most powerful and influential people in the world, they control the media content. They control almost 100% of what you see. They control information. CNN is owned by Warner Media. That, in turn, is owned by AT&T. NBC is owned by Comcast. ABC, Disney. CBS, Viacom. Fox is owned by the Murdoch family. And the Washington Post is owned by the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos. And if they see a narrative they don't like, they change it. They change it. Its description is altered if it doesn't fit their agenda. Okay, Fox and talk radio, we align with the right. But the rest is owned by the left. The media get their cue from the political hierarchy or vice versa. And that message, the message that they come up with is delivered to the American people. Get your shots, wear your mask, you're a racist, God is dead, fear global warming, follow the science, success and wealth are sinful and the police are evil. This is being drilled into your head 24/7. And if you, lonely old you, little old you, speak out against the Dispatch narrative, you're labeled as a pariah. For example, if I don't run to the front of the line to get my vaccine because I question the mechanism and method of its development, I'm mocked. I'm dubbed a heretic, an anti-vaxxing lunatic, an anti-science guy. This is happening on every platform, every day. If you don't see it, you're not paying attention. America's divisions are constantly fanned by the cultural and political elite. You see it on TV all the time. CNN's Cuomo primetime. Chris Cuomo said that police and gun reform won't happen until white people's kids start getting killed. Shooting, gun laws, access to weapons. It'll change when your kids start getting killed, when white people's kids start getting killed. He said that. He said it on his show. And you know what Maxine Waters did, right? While marching in her Brooklyn Center protest in Minneapolis, basically, she said, you've got to get more confrontational. Got to show them you mean business. We got to get out there and mix it up. You got to take the power. She said that. Now, listen, Walters and Cuomo, I think, have the right to pontificate on their soapboxes, right? I think they have that right. But actions and words have consequences, and rarely, if ever, are liberals held accountable for those words. Now, if Derek Chauvin had been found innocent and Minneapolis was laid to waste by the protesters, would Walters have been held even remotely responsible for anything? Probably not. Now, on the other hand, if I go on the radio tonight and I say, well, listen, let's champion an uprising. Let's get crazy. And then I quote, let's say, Thomas Jefferson, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That quote might be taken to assume that I mean, let's get out there and bust some heads. I'll be labeled as a white supremacist or a violent anarchist. And guess what? I have been. What exactly, by the way, what exactly did Donald Trump say that got him impeached that was any more criminal than the words spoken by Maxine Waters? I say nothing. His speech was much less incendiary, if at all. For me, Waters was actually advocating violence. And, you know, the word unity. Joe Biden stumbles and mumbles and bumbles through speech after speech, telling me about unity. What exactly is unifying about insisting that protesters be confrontational or pining that white kids should be the next to die? That doesn't sound unifying to me. Now, mark this date, April 28th. April 28th will be exactly 98 days since Joe Biden put his hands on the Bible and swore to protect and serve this Constitution and every single American. Now, he's going to address the nation. Going to be the State of the Union. Finally. I expect he will frame his speech with the ambition of American unity. Now, isn't this odd? Because Democrats, they thrive on diversity. Diversity has always been the liberal go-to phrase to define American strength. So it's somewhat ironic that after reclaiming the national political spotlight, the Democrats insist on a force-fed mantra of counterfeit unity, fake unity, bogus unity, your unity, diversity of thought. No, it's now Orwellian. My choice is freedom over the bended knee. I don't want to take a knee to that false sense of consensus. I don't buy what Biden is selling. I don't buy any of it. And his unity is not my unity. Tyrants, by the way, insist on unity. Hitler, Castro, Stalin demanded unity. Now, I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my diversity of thought. I'll stand on my own two feet and make my own decisions. I won't be told where to go and how to get there and when to get a vaccine and a shot. No! My forefathers, your forefathers didn't die on battlefields across the world and across this country so that in 2021 I can genuflect to Joe Biden, of all people, who has spent his entire lifetime in less than mediocre performance as an American politician. No thanks. I'll keep my sanity. I'll keep my freedom. And the only unity you're going to get from me is if you want to rally beneath the red, white, and blue of an American flag. And you want to champion what this country really means. Yes, diversity of thought, ideas, free speech, Second Amendment. Being able to defend yourself and your loved ones. Acting as a good and decent and noble person. The diversity of cultures coming together to assimilate into an idea that makes this country the greatest country that has ever been. Fundamentally trying to change what we are on some bogus, fake idea of systemic racism or inequities is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. So, speaking of that, I don't accept Joe Biden as my president. Millions of people made a point not to accept Donald Trump. They didn't like him for whatever reason, more personality than anything else. And they didn't accept him as their president. Fine. That's fine with me. Because I've not gotten to the point where I don't accept your president, Joe Biden, as my commander-in-chief. I don't think he puts America first. I think he makes us last. And I don't want that person as the head of the free world. All right, I've got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. I've got a couple of great guests from the Heritage Foundation. We'll get to them in just a bit. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get
these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
This.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and yes, Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. I had a couple of different things I wanted to talk about, but before I left my morning show studio to head out on my day, I ran across a story which has been aggravating me ever since, and I have to share it with the national audience in case you missed it. So, you may not be aware of this, but the square or the piece of property where George Floyd died has been turned into a public square of sorts. It's called George Floyd Square. And George Floyd Square has certain criteria that you have to uphold if you want to go to George Floyd Square. It features special instructions for white people. I'm not making this up. This is America. But it has special instructions if you're white. If you want to step foot on this sacred ground known as George Floyd Square. So there are flyers that are hanging all around this area on telephone poles and signs. And they're very clear as to what you're supposed to do when you go to George Floyd Square. So the flyers read, "A sacred space for community, public grief, and protest. This is where George Floyd took his last breath, under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, under the watch of three other officers." Then in bold type it says, "Enter with reverence, humility, and openness as an invited guest." As an invited guest, it says.
This is a piece of public property, by the way. Care for each other by wearing a mask and asking others to wear a mask. Honor the space as a place to connect and grieve as caring humans. Then there's a picture of George Floyd. And below that picture, in bold type, it says, for white people in particular, decenter yourself and come to listen, learn, mourn, and witness. Remember, you're here to support, not to be supported. Be mindful of whether your volume, pace, and movements are supporting or undermining your efforts to decenter yourself. Seek to contribute to the energy of the space. Consider taking photos if you need and post them. But don't take photos of people without their consent. If you witness white folks doing problematic things, speak up with compassion to take the burden off the black folks and our siblings of color. Seek to engage rather than escalate, so that it can be a learning moment rather than a disruption. That's an app to me. It's an absolute insult, not only to me as an American, but my intelligence as a human being. I'm so sick and tired of this garbage. I don't know how you feel about this. I've had about enough. I'm tired of being told that I'm a racist. I'm tired of being told the country is systemically racist. It's bull. This is a liberal mindset that acts as though you've got to hold my hand in situations where maybe I just don't quite understand what's going on in your mind. So hold my hand to make sure that I get through it so I don't offend you. Sick and tired of this. How much longer, as an American citizen, someone who cares about your neighbor and your family, and loves God, and all of it, how long are you going to be talked down to by these cultural elitists who claim that everything is racist? Everything is racist, and everybody's a racist. Oh, excuse me, every white person is a racist. I'm actually so mad at this story after reading it out loud that I'm at a loss for words. Think about this. There is a spot in Minneapolis dedicated to a lifetime criminal. And because I'm white, I have to be very, very careful how I act around other folks if I happen to find myself in and around George Floyd Square. You can't make it up. You cannot make this stuff up. This country is in free fall, man. All right, I got to take a break. Once again, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says governments and businesses need to step up and lead in the global fight against climate change. Biden announcing the U.S. financial plan to tackle climate change.
We are issuing America's first ever international climate finance plan. This plan represents our vision for financing the global climate response in a coordinated way.
Biden hosting a global summit on climate change, also noting the growing costs of extreme weather events around the world. A neighbor says the 16-year-old girl shot and killed by police in Columbus, Ohio, was in full attack mode. Donovan Brinson lives across the street and says he saw the girl trying to attack two people with a knife. Brinson telling the Columbus Dispatch he believes the video doesn't lie. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered is the show. ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Ward sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and I've said this time and time again. We have great friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and here is another one. Tom Gipping is joining us, and we're going to focus in on court packing. Now, listen, Tom, this is like a line in the sand for me. Just the idea, the thought that they would even consider this, to me, is over the line. I don't know how you feel about that. It's just, it feels like a personal assault to me. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it should, because to all Americans, this really, the objective and the purpose behind it of this court packing plan that's being discussed today is really an attempt to fundamentally change our entire system of government. And we all benefit from that system and the way it's designed. So an attack on that system and an attempt to manipulate it for political objectives is really an assault on the liberty that we all share.
If they change it, then the Republicans are going to get back in power, barring the fact that H.R. 1 doesn't pass. Then they're just going to change it. So it's going to go to 13, to 21, to 50. I mean, it's moronic that it's even being discussed, but it also shows you, in my opinion, how morally bankrupt and corrupt the left is.
Well, and this isn't the first time that this specific issue, including the argument that you just made, has been raised. 1937, Franklin Roosevelt wanted to do exactly the same thing. He wanted to add up to six justices to the Supreme Court, not because the Supreme Court needed them, but so that the additional members would kind of overwhelm the justices that were already there and hopefully give him decisions that he wanted. It's exactly what the plan is today. And it was Democrats in Congress who rejected that, and they said, you know, nothing is worth completely abolishing the independence of the judiciary.
Right.
If the Supreme Court needs more seats, that's one thing. Of course, they've had nine since 1869, and they decide fewer than half the cases they did 30 years ago. but to do that specifically for the purpose of politically manipulating their decisions, That's a direct assault on our system of government.
I agree. I totally agree with that. And by the way, so and that's a fascinating stat you just threw out there. Why do they hear so few cases nowadays?
Well, the Supreme Court isn't supposed to be just another bite at the apple. We have the U.S. Court of Appeals in different geographical circuits and here in D.C. for the purpose of appealing, you know, decisions following a trial. Supreme Court is simply supposed to sort out conflicts between different appeals court circuits on the same issue to sort of give greater consistency to those decisions, especially when it comes to interpreting the Constitution. Supreme Court was never designed to just be another appeals court. So for me, I'm glad that they, you know, dialed down the number of times that they sort of jumped into these conflicts and have, I think, more properly defined what their role is.
We're talking with Thomas Gipping, again, Senior Legal Fellow, Edwin Meese, a Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. We've talked to him in the past. He's also a part of the Heritage Foundation, which we're so happy we're very good friends with them, getting a chance to talk to them quite often. All right, so this though kind of feels as though it's lost a little momentum, and it doesn't look. I know Biden has said quote unquote, we're putting together a commission. I mean, he's a flat out liar anyway, but I mean, does this have the legs to actually go anywhere? Should we be nervous about this?
Well, you can't pass legislation if you don't introduce it.
Right.
And so the fact that Democrats in the House and Senate have introduced a bill to add four more seats to the Supreme Court, whether the bill is going to pass in the next, let's say, year and a half or something is irrelevant. It's a marker. It's a, you know, we're not just talking about this. We're actually going to have a proposal. Maybe they hope it'll spark an issue in next year's elections. I don't know.
Right.
But significantly, when Biden formed this commission, when he talked about this commission during the campaign, he said this was not going to be about court packing. And yet, the executive order that he signed creating this commission specifically says that it's going to look at the number and the terms of the federal courts, including the Supreme Court. Federal judges don't have specific terms, and that's so that, you know, the politicians can't get rid of them when they don't like their decisions. And he's going to look at, you know, it's going to look at that too. So Biden kind of hid behind, I'm not going to tell you my position, I'll just, you know, create a commission, but the commission is just kind of a cloaking device for promoting some of these radical ideas.
Well, I have you here real quick. You know, there's been a rumor about introducing either or getting Puerto Rico, getting a vote on Puerto Rico as a state, or Washington, D.C. on a state. How actually feasible or doable is that?
Well, on all of these things, if it requires legislation, remember, the filibuster in the Senate means that you have to have 60 votes in the Senate in order to pass legislation. So they would not only have to try to achieve those objectives, packing the court, you know, making D.C. a state, which I think requires a constitutional amendment, by the way.
Right.
But they would have to fundamentally change the Senate. The Senate's operated with the filibuster as part of the process for over 200 years. So they would have to radically change the Senate in order to radically change the Supreme Court.
Right.
So, you know, that's a really steep mountain to climb, and we have an opportunity, including, you know, discussions like you have on your show, to educate our fellow citizens about really what's at stake. This isn't about a particular political issue or a bill or, you know, a one-time, one-off kind of thing. This is about our system of government. It's designed in a way that gives us more liberty than any country has enjoyed in the history of this planet. Destroy the design, and you get rid of that liberty. It's as simple as that.
Thomas Gipping is our guest. He's a legal expert with the Heritage Foundation. So, Derek Chauvin, the verdict came out on Tuesday. I wanted to get your opinion on that decision.
Well, I didn't follow the particulars of the charges and the facts in that case. What I am concerned about is that this, you know, is sort of moving toward a situation where if John Gotti did it, it'd be called extortion. This sort of threat hanging over, you know, when one of these situations occurs, that it's as if a jury, you know, doesn't return a specific verdict, regardless of the law and regardless of the facts, you know, there's going to be violence and rioting. That is a terrible situation. If the facts and the law properly led to his convictions, then that's exactly what should happen.
Right.
But we should all want the law to determine the outcome, not the mob.
What about the clear incendiary remarks from one of the dumbest members of Congress, Rep. Maxine Waters?
Well, the trial judge himself called her out on that and said that her rhetoric might even create an issue when if this verdict is appealed.
Right.
You know, Democrats complained about Trump's rhetoric. The kind of stuff that she's spewing is just as controversial, and they're not criticizing her in the least. That kind of hypocrisy, since we're talking about violence in the streets, is really dangerous.
I mean, you could see a situation where during appeal they could come out and say, listen, we didn't get a fair trial.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the issue that the trial judge here expressed concern about.
Right.
And that would be a tragedy because, let's face it, Maxine Waters is just a political opportunist.
Right.
And she's doing this for her own personal reasons and actually sacrificing the integrity of the trial process as a result. If there were a mistake, you know, an appeal of a trial verdict should be based on how that trial was conducted, not the call by some left coast politician for rioting in the streets.
Well done, my friend. Thank you. Thomas Jipping is his name. Tom, where can they find more about you, read some of the things you've written, all that good stuff? Where do they go?
Heritage.org is where you can find everything that Heritage puts out. You can also follow me on Twitter at Tom Jipping, TOMJIPPING.
All right, the one and only Thomas Jipping from the Heritage Foundation, who has joined us a few times in the past. Thank you, sir. I will talk to you again very, very soon. So I got to take a quick break. We've got another gentleman from the Heritage Foundation that will join me in just a couple of minutes. That's our good pal, Tommy Binion. You can always find out more about yours truly. LeeElsie.com is my website. My email address is LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. And if you send me an email, I always read them. I try my best to respond to all of them. All right, quick break. We'll come right back again. Our pal, Tommy Binion, joins me next right here on the USA Radio Network.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
An amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here in no time flat right after the top of the hour. My pal Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation joins me now. Tommy, what'd you make of the Chauvin decision?
You can watch the video. I mean, that is the interesting thing about this case is there's a video. There is a video of exactly what happened. All that you need to know necessarily is what's in the video and then what the law is and then what the, you know, what the police handbook is. I'll say this about the verdict that, you know, there are 12 people who did their civic duty by sitting on that jury, and they were on unbelievable pressure, even from the president of the United States. So God bless those 12 people.
Yeah.
Let me take that question in a different direction, if
okay.
I can, Lee. You know, that case set off a year's worth of conversation in this country about race. I'm a sports fan. You can't watch sports without being in part of that conversation. I go to church. That conversation is part of church life. You know, I'm a policy guy. That conversation is part of policy life. I assume everybody listening over the past year has had the same experience. The best way you can describe that is racial healing. If we had this year of racial healing, tell me why the Democrats in the United States Senate yesterday held a hearing called Jim Crow 2021, where every single one of those Democrats looked across the aisle at their Republican colleagues and accused every one of them of being a Jim Crow-style racist. That was a hearing about election reform.
Right.
And their solution is to call the Republicans racist. I think that's outrageous. If there are further race riots in this country, I think it's because of that kind of thing.
And that goes hand in hand with what Maxine Waters did. Now, I'm not saying an elected official or even a dopey shock jock like Cuomo doesn't have a right to speak their mind. I firmly believe 100% in the First Amendment. So if Maxine Waters wants to go on the sidewalk and talk about confrontation, she has the right to do that. But she has to pay the price of what she says. Whatever happens as a result of what they say, there's got to be some kind of ramification. The libs have none, Tommy, none.
You're absolutely right about the First Amendment. But your second point is more important. These are important, influential people. What they say matters, and it has consequences. And if you are looking around wondering why this country is suffering from this heartbreaking conversation about race, It's because it is injected into our lives by politicians who want it there. The division in this country about our views on race, it isn't organic. It doesn't come from our views about one another. It comes from our politicians who are putting it there on purpose. Cuomo is putting it there on purpose. Maxine Waters wants people to riot in the streets and to cause there to be differences amongst the races. They want to keep us divided, and that is sad. And you're right. So far, they have not had any consequences. But I think everybody listening and everybody across the country that understands this about these people ought to just boo them off the stage.
Yeah.
Get out of our lives. You're not welcome here. We are a united people, despite these leaders trying to divide us.
And this president, who is supposed to be the great unifier, is so divisive. He weighs in prior to a verdict, and then he weighs in again, gleefully weighs in again. And as if it's on cue, he inserts this whole idea of systemic racism, which is just divisive in my mind.
You're absolutely right. I actually appreciated the prosecution in their closing arguments. They said, we are not trying the system. We are not trying police. The police are not on trial. One individual is on trial.
Right.
I don't guess Joe Biden got that message because he said the entire system was racist. And that is an explosive comment. That is something that, if true, has really sweeping implications. And he's the president of the United States, so a lot of people are going to believe that.
Yep.
There is a difference between one single police officer committing a crime and the entire system working against all black people. Ask yourself, which situation is closer to the truth? You just can't have that. You
right.
can't have a president that says something so explosive in a powder keg scenario. I live in Washington, D.C., where 2 days ago the National Guard was called up in anticipation of riots because of this trial ongoing, and the president says something that explosive into that scenario. The reason race is an issue is because our leaders are making it an issue.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. So I got to play you a piece of audio real quick. I thought the dumbest person in Congress was Hank Johnson. That's who I thought was the dumbest person. The dumbest person is hands down Nancy Pelosi.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe.
I mean, listen, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, she's got to be the dumbest person that's ever held office in Washington, D.C.
There is nothing that Nancy Pelosi won't use as a political football. This is a heartbreaking tragedy. No matter what you think about the verdict, this is a heartbreaking tragedy. And Nancy Pelosi's heart is not broken. Instead, her wheels are turning inside her mind. How can I use this as a political football? And it's outrageous. And anybody listening to that, it's live and in person. The media should have stood up and said, are you kidding me?
Exactly. Like, you can't make this up. If I was writing a movie, I wouldn't even think about including something like that in it.
No, because nobody would believe
it. Nobody would believe it. All right, kid. Listen, I got to go. The music's playing. Thank you, as always, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he's next. Enjoy your Thursday. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Three.